stars.
Camila Cabello, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you so much, guys.
It's Will Smith. Yeah!
Mike's Live.
Rock Kevin Hart, any chance of coming to Dubai?
We will definitely go to
yeah,
Dubai.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That would be a cool trip.
3, 2, 1.
The Chris Bennett Show
starts now.
Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. It's a Thursday morning. It's always just that little bit easier, isn't it, on a Thursday? How you doing? What's going on? 6:02, Thursday, September 9th. We are back at it. Pretty Mullick, Big Rossi. My name's Chris Fade. Thanks for hanging out with us. Hi, Pretty.
Hi. What's happening?
Hi, Pretty.
What's going on? How was the last 24 hours? I see someone has a new phone.
Oh, you saw it?
I saw it.
Got the new Galaxy Z Fold 3.
It is literally like a television in your hand.
It is so, it's so good.
That screen is massive.
I've got it. You know when you get a new phone, you get all excited, then you start like getting all your apps and putting it onto there, and start rearranging my icons.
Yep.
So this time, I'm going to actually rearrange the icons. It frustrates Brianna, my fiance, the way that I have my apps on my phone.
It's just all over the place.
Yeah, but I'm like, I know it's all over the place, but I understand it.
Like, you know where it is.
Yeah, she's like, oh my gosh, you should be categorizing things and putting things here. I'm like, nope. But with the new one, I've charged it up. I'm ready to go. I'm just about to do the official transfer.
That means
one sim to the next.
We need to get IT in here, Rossi.
Oh, no. I always bring it into work because the IT guys help me set up like the email accounts and just make sure that everything's functioning. But they're also, they get excited to see this phone hasn't dropped yet. So.
Oh, it's not out yet.
No, I don't think, I don't think it's officially out.
What's the model again?
It's the Galaxy Z Fold 3.
Oh, Z Fold. Yes.
Just see if it has dropped.
Release date. Okay, talk amongst yourselves while I look it up.
Rossi, you know what Rossi did this morning? 1 o'clock this morning, Rossi was at the airport picking up his parents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We landed at 12. Crazy.
We
just 12:25.
We had to tell him, Ross, you gotta get some sleep, mate. But we've got him on the show. Let's see how he functions today. What's the drop
date? It's out.
It's okay.
Been out since August 27th or mid-August.
Okay, so there we go. So it shows you how much I knew about that. It's officially out. Pre-order Galaxy Z Fold 3. You've got 5 hours left to pre-order. That's from the Samsung website right now, which is great. I'm gonna have some fun today. Listen, karaoke. We're bringing it back.
I'm so excited about this.
We are bringing back some karaoke. Oh my gosh, something happened at my house yesterday involving Rossi. You are going to lose it, Pretty. You are going to lose it.
I saw two stories yesterday.
Yeah.
I have so many questions just from that one image that I can't wait
to
talk about.
You are going to lose it when I tell you what happened yesterday when at my house, okay?
Okay.
And it's got to do with Rossi. We've got 10,000 dirhams cash coming up with you. The pop quiz. Actually, got some money right now for you. 500 dirhams courtesy of Diwa. We just want you. First caller of the morning, call me. Let's go. 04871-5544.
The Chris Fade Show's
first call of the day.
First call of the day.
How you doing, Reem? Good morning.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Oh, you sound fantastic. There you go. What are you doing?
I'm going to work.
What do you do for work?
Getting money?
Yeah. Getting money to go to work. That's exactly what we're all doing, right? Now, like, what's your profession?
Yeah. I work in government.
That's right. We have spoken. We've done this. I like this. So, a Thursday, you do have Friday, Saturday off, right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Friday and next week, I'm on vacation.
I'm on vacation.
What are you going to do?
Relax.
And
play with my kitties.
Oh, that's cute. Enjoy the time off.
Did you say kitties or kiddies?
Kitties.
You got how many cats you got?
Two.
There we go. Are they your life?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
They're my everything.
Oh.
You know, I just can't trust cats. I really can't trust them.
It's why I'm afraid of them.
Yeah, I feel like
they can't forget you about 2 weeks if you give them an adoption. They forget totally who you are.
Yeah, I know. I feel like with a dog, I feel like there's a lot of love and compassion there.
And loyalty.
And loyalty. With a cat, I mean, there's sometimes love, but I feel like they're just using you the whole time. Like, and you never know when they're going to turn on you. You don't know when they're going to turn on you.
Yeah.
That's how I feel with cats. I could be wrong. I don't know. Maybe I haven't had the right cat around me.
Maybe.
Are your cats loving and affectionate?
Yes. We have dogs as well, but I love my cats more.
Good on you, Reem.
There she goes. Dogs,
she's straight
but I
out.
Love my cats.
All right, Reem, you hold on. We've got Frank now with us. Frank, you're a taxi driver.
Yes, I'm a taxi driver. Good morning, Rosie. Good morning, Preeti. Good morning, Chris.
Morning.
Aww, morning.
Now, you've started with Rossi's name then. Now,
don't turn it into a negative.
Well, I'm just letting you know.
Earth is my friend.
Yeah. Aww, Frank, that's cute.
Love that, mate. Thank
Why
you.
Is he your friend? What does he do for you?
Actually, Russ is one of the funny guys on the show. If you don't know, then you should know.
Yes,
that's
Frank.
Right. That's yeah. right.
You tell him.
Is it because of his stupidity? Is that why he's funny and he's half asleep all the time?
No, he has a talent. The talent of eating.
Yeah.
That's I right, like Frank. You, Frank. You have great energy.
That's a great laugh as well.
Love it. So just what good. I need this morning. Thank you, Frank.
All right. Yeah, he's Rossi's half asleep because he went and picked up his parents from the airport at 1 o'clock yesterday. Not sure why. We're going to discuss that a little bit later on, but we will have him in and out of the show today. But it's good that he's arrived on time, Frank.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so what I'm going to do, 500 dirhams courtesy of Diwa right now.
Diwa's EV green charger has new features, which include smart and seamless charging, guest mode charging, flexible and easy payments as well. There are over 300 charging stations across the city, which you can locate on the Diwa Smart app.
Now, Reem, you're still here, aren't you, Reem?
Yes.
All right, we've got Frank and Reem up against each other. A number between 1 and 20. Whoever gets the number right wins the 500 dirhams cash. So, courtesy of Diwa. Let's go. I'm holding the number up in my hands right now so everyone can see
got
what
it,
I've got.
Got it, got
between
it.
Between 1 and 20, Reem, you go first.
16?
It's not 16. Frank, what are your thoughts?
5.
No, it's not 5. Reem, back to you.
14?
No, not 14. Back to you, Frank.
20?
No, not 20 at all. You thought I was tricking you. No. What about you, Reem? Nope. Frank?
1.
Nope. Reem?
10.
Not 10. Frank?
4.
Nope. The most entertaining radio competition.
Gosh.
Maybe 8?
No, it's not 8. Not 8. What
Frank.
About you, Frankie? Come on, Frankie.
3?
No, not 3.
Oh
not
my,
3.
Oh, my goodness.
18.
No, not 18.
Oh, dear.
I like this game.
15?
No, it's not 15, funny enough.
12.
No, not 12. We'll be here till tomorrow.
Oh, my goodness.
This is great. I like it.
10.
Did you say 10?
Yeah.
No.
Ugh. Reem.
Can we use a hint?
Nope.
Nope.
19.
Nope.
Frank. Frankie.
7.
Nope. It takes you less time to charge your car fully with these Diwa services, by the way, with the electric cars, than this competition alone.
Yes. Reem.
Let me. 11.
It is 11. Congratulations.
Yay!
Finally. No one said 11 before, Eddie. Eddie's like, didn't someone say 11 before?
No.
Not at all. Reem, you got 500 dirhams cash. Congratulations.
It's my first time doing something.
Good on you. Good on you, honey. Have a great weekend as well. Frank, if you weren't such a fan of Rossi, you probably would have won.
Oh.
Hey. All right.
I love his laugh.
We've got to get Frank on more often.
If she's not talking,
she's scrolling.
And sometimes both at the same time.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
What have you got, Pretty Malik?
Okay, so Jennifer Aniston has decided to take a step into the beauty world with her new brand. Any guesses what it is?
Makeup brand?
No, come on.
Hair.
Exactly.
Hair.
She's iconic and known for her hair, so she's launched a hair care line called Lola V. The first product to launch is her Glossing Detangler, which is a spray. And you know what? The price isn't bad, $25 for the product. So that's around, what, 100 dirhams or so?
For what?
For a spray. It's a detangler. which is not bad for a celebrity product.
Okay.
It's going to be vegan, cruelty-free, without all the harsh chemicals in there as well. So looking forward to seeing what other products she comes out with. Let's talk Bridgerton because the boys love it. There's a lot of anticipation for season two, especially since their favorite reggae Jean Page will not be appearing in the Netflix series for season two.
Thumbhead's not going to make an appearance.
But you know what, Chris? I'm here to comfort you. In a new interview with British GQ, he was asked about a possible surprise appearance for the next season. He said, "You know I couldn't tell you. Isn't there something wonderful about being surprised by what you weren't suspecting?" So it looks like maybe he will make a cameo in season two. He also admitted that he has respectfully exited the Bridgerton cast WhatsApp group. He said, quote, "I didn't want to put them in an awkward situation where they had to kick me out." Have you ever left a WhatsApp group willingly?
Yeah, many times.
Yeah.
Like in a work scenario? No. You know, we're still in the other group.
Yeah, I know.
We haven't...
Sometimes, you know, when you just get put into a WhatsApp group, I get out quickly.
Yeah.
You know when sometimes you get into a WhatsApp group and there's like 900 people in that group? I'm like, what is this?
Hold on. What did you just say? We're still in the other group.
Chris and I have a secret group.
What group?
You can't be in it.
Oh.
And finally, Lizzo has admitted that she is a serial ghoster. In a new interview, she said, "Ghosting is wrong, but she does it all the time." Have a listen to Lizzo.
Lizzo's funny, right?
I love her.
Funny.
I'm a ghoster. I've ghosted people you would not believe. You know what I'm saying? But I don't think it's okay. I always like get really apologetic when they confront me about it. They'll be like, "Oh yeah, you just stopped texting me last year." And I was like, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry." You know what I mean? I apologize, but I do it.
I'm sorry, but I'm going to ghost you. She said the one person she'll never ghost in her life is Chris Evans.
That's her. That's her man. That's her social media man, right?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Pretty Molly. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home.
You know what?
I couldn't get that out.
You're right there. It sounded like you were dying as you said that.
I'm just going to pretend like that didn't happen. Peace out, home fries.
Okay.
Thank you so much. By the way, this weekend, I am going to be doing exactly what Pretty Malik's shirt says.
Oh, really?
What does it say?
It says, "Eat pizza." What else does it say?
Watch TV, take naps. That is the perfect weekend.
Yeah.
How are we doing? I like this segment. It's not really in a segment. I've got everyone in the studio now, so we're a big family. It's Eddie Nala, Pretty.
Rossi,
yeah.
And myself. Ask us anything. It can be about your life. It could be about us, whatever it is. 04-871-5544. How you all doing, by the way? How you doing, Eddie?
I'm doing good, brother.
Oh, good. All good for a Thursday?
Sleepy, but yeah.
Little sleep, yeah.
Yeah.
Driving in from Sharjah?
Yes, sir.
Got it in here, though? Traffic a little bit worse, or it's okay?
I left before traffic, so...
There you go.
Yeah.
Eddie leaves at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Nala?
I'm good. I'm very good,
Dad. You live off Sheikh Zayed Road. How's the traffic coming in?
Nothing.
Nothing. Just straight through.
We come in at such a weird time.
It is.
It's
nice.
Very difficult.
It's nice. We don't have to deal with traffic. I mean, if you're listening right now, a lot of you don't have to deal with traffic, I think. Mm. That's how it is. Zahan, do you have to deal with traffic?
Hi. Well, not really.
Not really, huh?
Just left from Sharjah. We're heading to JLT for work.
There we go. Oh, so you do Sharjah JLT every morning?
Yes.
That's a good drive, huh? Takes you 30 minutes to get from Sharjah to JLT and then an hour in JLT.
Not really, but yeah, it's 35 to 40 minutes.
Okay,
yeah,
that's not too terrible.
JLT is now a lot smoother than it used to. I don't know if you know JLT from about 8 years ago.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, you would get in, and then you're in. And
you're stuck.
It's like, you can't get out. It's like a maze.
One-way system, isn't it?
Yeah, but they've done a good job over the last, I think, few years. There's more roads opened up. You can get in and out
bridges,
a lot quicker.
Yeah, new turns.
What do you do for work, Zahan?
Well, I'm a content associate at InstaShop.
Oh, InstaShop.
Oh, that's great. We're just talking about you guys this morning at InstaShop. What do you do there?
Well, I'm a content associate. I handle products and the creation process.
Oh, that's great.
That's cool.
You know, I got my company, Fade Fit. Can I have my own shop on InstaShop that comes up?
Well, I mean, I could speak to my manager. Let's see how that goes.
Yeah.
It happen.
Why did you laugh when I said that? You don't take me seriously.
No, Chris, I take you very seriously.
Don't worry. Okay, just making sure. Hey, you've called in. What's your question?
So basically, I'm a DJ and I've just come back from India, from Bombay, and I've come back home to Dubai. And, you know, I just wanted to know how I could start up and set my base here in Dubai once again.
Okay, so you're a DJ where? In India or here?
In India and Bombay.
Ooh, what kind of music do you play?
Deep house.
I mean, everything like house, Bollywood, commercial, EDM, hip-hop, techno, everything. I mean, yeah.
So what's the question? You're asking how do you set up or should you set up?
Yeah. How do you think I should set up and go about kind of getting my base back on track?
So are you not wanting to work for InstaShop anymore? Should I let them know?
I mean, they know that I'm a DJ, but yeah.
Okay, so you want to get back into the circuit. Is that what you're saying? You want to get back in the circuit?
Yeah,
Pretty,
yeah.
Now, Pretty, your husband is a DJ?
Yeah, that's
is it,
correct.
Is this a good time for Zahan to want to get in it? Are we back? Because your husband took a year off.
Yeah, this is the perfect time to kind of get back into it because we're getting into the best weather in the country.
Yeah.
So a lot of the different activities like the brunches and all that stuff that were kind of closing in during the summer because of outdoor venues, etc.
Yeah.
They will be back on. Weddings are back on. There's so many different things that are back on. I would probably start like reaching out to those places and see if they need someone or tag along to weddings. There's so many amazing DJs in this country. If you get in touch with them, a lot of times they need a second DJ for a wedding and you just kind of put your foot in the door that way.
Well, that's pretty cool. I mean, you've got a bunch of like places in JLT even. Like after work, just pop your head in and be like, hey, I'm a DJ. You may have heard me on Virgin Radio. Just say it.
Yeah, just say it.
Just say it. I'll be like, if they call, I'll be like, yeah! Zahan is the best, man! And so, yeah, I mean, we could do that actually. Do you want to just be like, yo, this is DJ. What's your DJ name?
Yeah.
Zahan, it's Z-A-A-N. I just dropped the H.
Okay, so do you want to just be like, yo, this is DJ Zahan, you're listening to me exclusive on Virgin Radio.
Yeah, and then use that.
And then I'll send it to you, okay? So ready? I'll pretend that you're in the mix right now. Go ahead right now, man.
Yo, this is DJ Zahan, you're listening to me exclusively on 104.4 Virgin Radio.
All right, cool. Now we'll send you that, all right?
He didn't speak right up to the vocal where it started singing.
He's not
a DJ. He's not a radio presenter, Russ.
Well,
all right, bro. Well, listen, good luck with it all. I think you've got this. Get out there. Just start applying and get your head in front of people. You know, that's what you got to do, man. Hustle.
One more thing. I had met you at Games 11.
Wow.
2011. Wow. I was a child at that time, and I remember you had just walked up to the arena. And I have a photo with you, and I don't really know if that's still on my Facebook, but if it is, I would just like to tell you that you were such an amazing person at that time, and it was just insane to kind of see you that time, because, you know, everything in school was all about Virgin Radio. So, yeah.
That's nice, man. Thank you for saying
that's sweet. And I love how you say he was amazing at that time, and things have changed.
I mean, I'm a child.
I'm better now.
You're getting old.
I'm better than I was in 2011.
Old and cringy.
Okay. Thanks, Z, brother. You take care.
Thanks, mate.
God bless you. Good luck. Good
what
luck with everything.
What a cutie.
You guys are all saying that.
I met you when I was a child. You were amazing then.
Give me props, don't you always? You guys always bring me down.
People actually grew up, literally grew up.
No, I get a lot of people now when I'm out and about. The amount of times someone goes, I used to listen to you when I was at school.
And you're like, where do you go from there?
I'm like, well,
what do you say?
Is that a good thing or am I old? I don't know. Is that a good thing? I don't know. We got a couple more questions coming in. Lee sent one through. Says, what would you, at the 18, think of yourself today? What would you at 18 think of you today?
She did it.
That's what you would think of?
Yeah.
So if it was your 18-year-old self looking at you right now, your 18-year-old self would say, I did it?
Yeah.
Good on you. That's good. I like that. Nala, it's too early for you. You're 20. You just turned 24. You guys are still friends. You're 18-year-old and you are still hanging out.
But still, I would think, because in 18 I was in college and I always dreamed of being on like radio and entertainment. So I feel like, oh, like you got your foot in the door. That's what I was telling myself.
Yeah, good on that's you. Good.
Eddie, your 18-year-old self, what would it be saying to yourself today?
Take more risks and keep working hard.
Oh, keep working hard.
Yeah. You work too hard.
Yeah, he works hard. He's hard as
work. You need to
keep at it.
One of the hardest workers in the room.
Yeah. Do you remember this your 18-year-old self?
I'll see you. I'd be like surprised. I'd be like, wow, look at him. Hot wife, two kids. Brilliant.
Good on you. Hot wife, two kids, working on a good radio show.
Hot wife, two kids.
You know those t-shirts, the hardest worker in the room?
Yeah.
We should have one for Rossi, the least hardest worker in the room.
Wow. That's not true, though, is it?
What? Chris, you didn't say what your 18-year-old self.
I would say, wow, look at you, you handsome man. What have we been up to? What have we got up to? I'd be like, what are we doing? I would have gone, we got divorced. Why did we get divorced? What happened there?
Yeah, Chris would have an analysis session with his elder self.
I'd be giving me, sitting down advice. Like a psychiatrist. I'd be like, well, what happened? Well, it just didn't work out, buddy. You probably got into it too early and too quick. So make sure when you get a little bit older as an 18-year-old that you understand. Take your time making those decisions. Don't rush into it. But then my 18-year-old be like, you got two little daughters. We've got two daughters, don't we? I'd be like, yeah, we do, and they're amazing. So I don't regret any of the decisions that I ever made.
Aww.
And that's what I'd be telling myself. No matter what we've done and what we've gone through, no matter the decisions that you have made, they have brought you to that moment that you are here right now.
So you've got no regrets at all?
At all, no regrets.
That's a good way of looking.
Except that email that I got.
Don't say it.
Oh.
Would you like to employ this guy called Ross Burrell? Have a listen to this. Children, if you want to call them children, children aged between 15 and 18 can now take part-time work here in the UAE. Companies will need to apply for the juvenile work permits. There's a 100 dirham application fee and an additional 500 dirhams once the approval comes through. It will take one day to process and will be valid for a period not exceeding 1 year. The guidelines were issued by the Ministry of Human Resources. Documents needed for this permit, you need a worker's valid passport copy, valid residence visa copy, and a bunch of other stuff, right? But here it is. 15 to 18-year-olds can now work legally in the country. We haven't had that before.
I think that is amazing.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. This is perfect. I started working at the age of 15.
Same.
Actually, it was 14.
Actually, younger.
Yeah,
14, yeah.
I was working in my uncle's cafe and just, you know, it got me into the routine of just doing stuff.
I was in my auntie's hairdressers.
Were you? And I think it's good, right? Like, don't you think it just sort of sets you up? You earn money as well. You know the basics of just earning your own cash.
Yeah, but I mean, my first job was a volunteer thing, but I didn't get paid for it because I was far too young.
Yeah.
But it just builds that work kind of culture within you.
Work ethic. Yeah. Okay, 15 to 18-year-olds, I want to hear from you. I know you're listening. Do you want to work or you don't want to work? If you're between the ages of 15 and 18, 04-871-5544. Want to take your course. Now, Nisreen, you're a teacher. Your thoughts on this?
Hey, Chris. Yeah, so not a parent, but a teacher. You're 12 and 13 girls. And we're so excited to hear this now because the last 2 years, I've just seen them regress, and I don't mean to be mean, but they need this more than ever, just the growth mindset, the independent skills, 21st century entrepreneurship, all of that. I just feel like they need it now more than ever. They're going to be so excited when I tell them this in class today.
So, yeah, I think so. I think it's a good thing, right? Like, I think it's something different, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and that's so great that you're teaching them, so you know them, Nisreen. You know them more than anything. I want to get Raquel on here. Raquel's 15 years old. Nala, let's get Raquel on here. There's Raquel. Now, Raquel, you're 15. Your thoughts on this?
I think it is a very good opportunity for 15 and 18-year-olds to gain a work ethic.
Are you going to do it, Raquel? Would you want to do it?
I think so, maybe, depending on school and all of that, because, like, school also requires after-school activities and stuff like that.
But on the weekend, like, let's say the weekend that the local cafe says, hey, we can get you here to clear the tables and bring the coffees up and take orders. Would you want to do that?
I think so, yes.
That's great.
Earn a little bit of cash?
Yeah, not only that, but just get into the work environment at an early age so that it isn't such a big shock when I graduate.
It's so true.
So well spoken.
So true. Well spoken. I mean, my girls are younger. They're not at this age, but if they were between the age of 15 and 18, I'm putting them straight in.
Yeah, I mean,
I think it's something that they should get to know.
I think we all had summer jobs growing up, right?
Yeah.
Like over the summer, my parents would just be like, all right, what are you going to do? Go work.
The Beckham family as well, they're famous for making their kids work from a young age.
Yeah.
Yasmin, you think this is a good idea, Yasmin?
I think it's an amazing idea.
Why?
I'm totally for it. I mean, I started working when I was 16 years old. It builds independency.
Yeah.
It gets the kids off the PlayStation and out.
Yeah, I agree. That's exactly right. That's what I'm thinking. Dunya, you're 15 years old. Do you want to do this?
Yeah, for sure.
Ready to go?
Yeah. Because, like, I lived in the Netherlands and everybody was working there. So, like, I definitely want to do it if it's, like, available.
So back home in the Netherlands, all your friends who are 15, they're all working. They've got, like, jobs. They're doing their thing. They're earning their own money, right?
Yeah, everybody's doing it. So, like, I always wanted to do that, too, so I could earn my own money.
That's awesome. Well, it's in place already. That's what they're saying. Between the ages of 15 and 18, you can now take up part-time work in the UAE. That's
so good.
What about here?
Can we?
We should start getting a couple of 15, 18-year-olds working with us.
Love that.
Right?
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Let's talk about it.
The Chris Fade Show's 10K pop quiz.
10,000 dirhams cash.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Got a pocket full of cash we can blow.
10K Pop Quiz. Powered by Rackbank Emirates Skywards World Elite MasterCard Credit Card. Enjoy up to 160,000 bonus Skywards miles on joining or simply transferring your outstanding from another credit card. T's and C's apply.
Eldon, you got through. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Chris.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm all right. You ready to win some cash? You want some money in your pocket?
Oh, definitely.
All right, we've got 10K on the line right now. We're going to hopefully get it through to you. I don't know if you went to our Instagram page at Virgin Radio DXB, but we've given away one of the answers already there, buddy. Okay, I just want to give you the heads up. It might be too late for you, but it's up there.
Well, I actually didn't look at the Instagram page right now. I'm actually driving to work.
Man.
Oh, no.
Man, what do you do? What do you do for work?
I work for Emirates Airlines.
Nice
Amazing.
Stuff.
Amazing.
What do you do for them? On ground, in the air? What's happening?
Finance.
Oh.
Ooh.
Making sure the money. Cash flow.
That's an important job.
All right. Well, listen, let's get into it. 10 questions, 60 seconds. If you don't know an answer, pass. If we have enough time, we'll come back to it, okay?
All right.
Let's do it. Eldon's ready to go for a Thursday morning. You're 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins right now. What band sings the songs Trouble and Viva La Vida?
Pat.
Sean Paul and Shaggy were born in what country?
Pat.
Which of these is not a kingdom? Thailand, Saudi Arabia, or Italy?
Italy.
Finish the lyric. I'm in love with the shape of...
Your heart.
What rapper released an album called Certified Lover Boy?
Pat.
Who sings the songs Halo and Formation?
Pat.
Hulk Hogan is associated with which sport?
WWE.
Who sings the songs Hold On and Anyone?
Pat.
What is the capital city of Canada?
Ottawa.
Who plays the role of Captain Jack Sparrow?
What's his name? Johnny Depp.
There it is. What band sings the song Trouble and Viva La Vida? It was Coldplay. We didn't get to it, though. 400 dirhams, yours. Congratulations. Woo.
Alrighty, thank you.
Not a bad little start. Not a bad little wicket, as they would say.
Yeah.
Coldplay is Trouble, Viva La Vida. Jamaica, Sean Paul and Shaggy were born in that country. That was your answer given on Instagram, by the way. Finish the lyric. I'm in love with the shape of you, Ed Sheeran. Drake has the album that just dropped, Certified Lover Boy. Halo and Formation, Beyonce. Hold On and Anyone, Justin Bieber sings that. That would have got you the 10K. So go enjoy 400 dirhams though, mate. Well done.
All right, thanks, Chris.
All right, man, have a great weekend. There it is, your pop quiz.
If it's worth talking about,
Hollywood status,
she's talking about it.
Pretty Malik's Gossip.
Olivia Rodrigo in trouble. We'll find out. But first, what have you got?
I can't believe this. Matt Damon has an Instagram account. It's secret. Only has 76 followers. We don't know what the handle is. He admitted that he had one to GQ and said, as far as social media goes, I just never saw the point. Like, I'm connected to everyone that I need to be connected to. But as far as Instagram goes, he kind of wants to keep up with his kids. He wants to keep up with other family members.
Yep.
So he created this secret account. He does post on it very often about, well, not really, 40 posts. And it's mostly just his kids and family.
But we don't know what it is.
No, he won't reveal what the handle is.
No, he'll let us know. He'll let us know soon.
You think
so? He'll need it. All the big celebs now need it to promote their movies on like Netflix or Amazon or anything like that, you know?
He's been on Instagram since 2013. No one knows.
He'll get on. He'll I'm telling you.
One day?
Wait for it.
Okay.
Wait for it.
I want to know, Chris, if Nooshi and Kiki do this with you. I think Isla and Annie Rossi are too young to notice.
Okay.
But do they say that you have an Instagram voice?
Yep.
They do that?
Yep.
Okay, so Northwest has done the same to Kim Kardashian.
Yep.
So Kim, have a listen to this. Kim was promoting this product on Instagram, okay? This is Kim promoting the product.
Hey, guys. I just got my new BoxyCharm, and I wanted to share with you all of the super cute, amazing things. My daughter is here trying to hate on my BoxyCharm. Hey, get out of my video. So I'm so excited. I can't wait to show you guys everything.
Okay.
And North was there. Have a listen to what North said to Kim.
Why do you talk different?
Why do I talk different for what?
Your videos.
For my videos, I'm the same human being. I don't talk different. Guys.
So today I got this new mask.
That's exactly.
And these new bronzers. I got this.
Is that what I say? Is that what I sound like?
Good on Northwest. Isn't she a cutie?
Calls her mom out.
Yeah, Kiki especially calls me out sometimes if I'm doing like anything on social media. She'll be like, why do you put on a voice for her? I said, I'm not putting on a voice. It's daddy's voice. I'm just louder.
Yeah.
I go, do you want me to talk like this to you when I'm in the house? Do you know what I mean?
I feel like Kiki and Northwest would be BFFs.
I think so as well.
Definitely.
Finally, Olivia Rodrigo, we know her from her music. She's getting sued.
Yeah, well, sort of. So Olivia Rodrigo, we talked about this a little while ago, ended up giving writing credits to Paramore's Hayley Williams.
Yep.
Because her song Good For You sounded so similar to Paramore's Misery Business. Now, the reason this came to light was there was a mashup that went viral.
Mm-hmm.
Have a listen to the mashup. You cannot tell these two songs apart. Okay?
All right, here we go. So you're going to hear Olivia Rodrigo's Good For You, and you're going to hear Paramore's song. Different songs there, guys, but yeah, you can't tell.
So good though, right?
That's crazy, but
what a good mashup. Yep. Anyways, so since then, she's given credit to Paramore. Olivia has also given a writing credit to Taylor Swift for her song Deja Vu.
Oh, wow.
Now, because she's had to do that, she's got to pay up the royalties. How much does that rack up to? Paramore set to make $1.2 million from Good For You. Taylor Swift, upwards of $600,000.
There we go.
For back payments from the royalties.
Listen, she's still a kid, Olivia Rodrigo. This is not her business. This would be her management's business. Whoever's looking after her, publicists, her financial guys, these are the guys that have made the mistake.
Yeah, but I don't know if they actually decided to, you know, choose that song as an influence. I don't think they meant to do it, basically.
Well, she obviously has grown up listening to these songs.
Yep.
She's the one who's had to, she's wrote the songs.
Yeah.
So it's her writing. They just had to post credit.
They're just being safe, basically.
Well, yeah. Otherwise, it would have been a big lawsuit and they would have had to pay a lot more money.
Let's see. Keep an eye on it. Thank you, Pretty. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
So we're pranking one of our own right now.
Ooh. Mm.
She is Lorraine. She works in our sort of marketing promotions department.
She's fairly new to the team.
Fairly new, yeah. She joined about a year ago.
She's very gullible.
She's fantastic. She's so good at her job. And she's in from the UK. She's moved her whole life out here to the UAE.
She's getting to know a lot of us, and she doesn't know how silly we can get on this show.
Well, because of COVID, it's actually kept us all further apart. Usually where you'd hang out with your work colleagues a lot more, we haven't been able to do so much with that, with Lorraine. However, it is her birthday today. Mm. Now, she's flying out to the UK, I think today or tomorrow.
Mm.
She's going back home. It's her first trip back home. She's so excited.
Yes, she is.
So we're going to call her up. We're going to wish her happy birthday, but before we do that, I'm going to be calling up from... I'm pretty sure she's flying Emirates. So I'm going to pretend to be from Emirates. And I'm going to be asking for some documents to see if she's got them ready to fly. She may or may not have them ready to go.
Uh-oh.
We're going to scare her.
Okay.
On her birthday.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Hello?
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 Hello, I was after Miss Lorraine. Miss Lorraine.
Lorraine Christian. Yes, that's me.
Nice. Hello, how are you? Good morning.
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
This is Ahmed Al-Waraish calling from Emirates.
Calling from where?
Emirates Airline.
Oh, hello.
Which is regarding flight tomorrow, the booking?
Yes.
Your departure time, we need to make sure that you have all your appropriate documentation, PCR testing, visa on completion, so we save time before you get to the airport. Do you have all documents?
I've got my PCR test.
Mm-hmm.
What's the other document I need, sorry?
You have passport, valid ID, Emirates ID?
Yep, I have valid Emirates ID and a valid passport.
Okay, birth certificate?
I don't have a birth certificate.
Okay, you have no objection letter from your workplace?
No, I don't.
You will need this no objection letter from the workplace and the birth certificate to fly. You would have received an email.
I don't have a birth certificate. My birth certificate is in the UK.
Well, Yanni, we cannot make you fly. You cannot fly without original stamped birth certificate, which means you need to get sent from the UK to the UAE, get it stamped by the British embassy here to approve it.
I won't be able to do that by tomorrow.
Well, you cannot fly, unfortunately.
Well, that wasn't in the email, I'm afraid.
It was communicated on an email.
That I would need a birth certificate.
Yes. Your birth certificate in the UK?
Yes, my birth certificate is in the UK because I was born in the UK.
Hmm. You did not bring it here with you?
No.
Lorraine, I can't keep doing it. It's Chris Fade. It's Chris Fade. It's your morning show.
We love you, Lorraine.
Did you think you weren't going back home?
No, I was thinking, you know what? You need to sort this out because you did not email me about it.
I could feel
you're
the...
You're so horrible.
I know. I could feel the anger bubbling within you, Lorraine.
I thought there were tears coming. That's why I got out. Hey, listen. Happy birthday.
Yay! Oh, thank you. That was not a nice... on my birthday.
Well, listen, you're flying, you're going back home. This is great. You're going to go see the fam bam, right?
Yes, I am.
Well, have
my sister, my nephews, everybody. I can't wait.
Go and have a great trip. Happy birthday, and we love you.
Oh, thank you. Love you guys. And don't do that to me again.
I promise.
I'm on a high again now. Are you kidding me?
10 years on, and we still have no idea what this segment is about.
It's What's Rossi Reading?
What's Rossi Reading?
Yeah, weird and wonderful news. What have you got?
So there's a bit of post on that social media site, 9Gag. You know, they post loads of viral stuff, right?
Yeah.
On there, there's a load of fishermen finding a trail of cash in the oceans of Dubai. And do you know how much they found?
How much did they find?
14,692 dirhams. How did they find the 2 dirhams, though? Because...
I don't know.
Surely that would go to the bottom of the ocean, wouldn't it?
The coins. What was the money in?
In dirhams?
No, so, like, what was it in?
It was just floating on the sea.
So they found
not in a bag, nothing.
What?
Just, like, 500 dirham notes, 1,000 dirham notes. I'm going to try and get the video. I'm going to try and steal it from 9Gag and get it on our stories very, very soon for you. I'll try my best on that.
Good
one.
On you for stealing content, Rossi.
Yeah. So they've kept the money, but apparently they think that it may have come from like a boat party or something. Someone's got a bit extravagant. You know, throwing the money or something.
I make it rain, ladies. Look at me in the boat, yo. Let me make it rain.
Yeah.
I
love seeing all the guys and girls on boat parties over the weekends, and the guys are always like, you know... Yeah, I've got a boat this weekend. You want to come out? It's like they just rented it for like 500 dirhams from some mate of his.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? Everyone take your shoes off. Everyone must take their shoes off.
When was the last time you went on a boat party? Is this, are we talking 2012?
Or? No, I was on a boat about 8 months ago. Do you remember that big yacht that I went on?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember
that
one? Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
what
yeah.
was the name of that one?
I don't know, but that yacht was like, that wasn't a yacht. That was like a mall.
That was like a cruise ship.
That was the Mall of Emirates on a boat.
Yeah.
I'm never comfortable on boats.
Why?
As soon as I'm on, I want to get out.
But really? you're the one who says I want to go like fishing more.
I don't mind fishing on a boat, but I don't like being stuck on a boat with people who just want to have lots of drinking. And
it's just a great time.
I just want to be out. Like, you know, I don't want to be stuck with these people.
You're not like a party animal.
No, absolutely not. I'm the complete
Why?
Opposite of a party animal.
Why?
Don't know. I'm not into it. I'm not into it. Like, I'm not. And that was the hardest thing that Brianna has had to compromise, is that she loves to go out and be social.
Yeah.
And I'm the opposite. But I've finally, like, it's taken me 7 years, but I've got her into my emotions of like, do you want to just stay at home and watch, like, Netflix? Like, that's
Netflix? Connery? With Sean Connery?
Hey, go out to Time Out Markets and just have something to eat and then come home and just watch
well,
Netflix?
You know, she's younger, so as she's
oh,
gotten
don't,
older.
She's younger. She's like 7 years younger than me. But I tell you,
more.
I keep up. I think I'm ahead.
No, definitely not. She's young, more.
No, she's not. She's 33.
She's not a year. No, she's 2 years younger than me.
She's 33 years old.
Yes, and I'm going to be 30. I'm 35, so she's 8 years younger than you.
No, she's not.
We're 6 years apart, Chris.
Yep. She's born in
1988. Yes, so
wow.
She's 2 years younger than me.
And I'm born in 1980. So do the maths, pretty.
Yep.
7 years. Give us the joke here, Ross.
I hope.
These guys, I
no
apologize.
Maths.
Apologize.
No,
about
I'm not
going to
give you a joke. I thought that was a
that
good
one. That was the best joke ever.
That's the
I don't understand what the. What? If you love it, don't forget Wednesdays, should I say Thursdays and Fridays, we got Fresh with Danny Neville. He brings his crew, they take over Virgin Radio, and they turn it into this. Thursday nights, Fridays, live right here on Virgin from Danny Neville's awesome old school mix. Shawn Mendes.
Yes!
Kisses on your body for like heaven, we were taking it slow. What a letdown. It's Virgin Radio. Tangled in the sheets until the evening, there was nowhere to go. Yeah. During the days, learning each other's shapes, tracing shadows of rain down your back. Oh, kisses on your back. Hey, Muhammad, how you doing?
What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm fine, man.
Sorry, man. I just figured let's interrupt this Shawn Mendes
what
song.
What are you doing?
How was that mix from Danny Neville?
Really, it was really awesome. I didn't even feel the traffic.
Yeah.
The drop was really, really awesome, man.
I know, bro.
It made my Thursday.
Yeah, made our Thursdays. Well, thanks, brother. What do you think about this Shawn Mendes song, Summer of Love, though?
Would still love to hear it. Sure.
All right.
Chris.
It's always someone's favorite song.
Are you hitting me right now?
What?
This could be someone's favorite song.
Thank you, Rossi. You're such a hater.
Meditation. Muhammad, what do you do for work?
Oh, Chris!
I'm a fleet supervisor.
You're a what, man?
A fleet supervisor, controlling the vehicles.
You control the vehicles. Good on you, brother.
Like, that's good.
You married?
Am I on the radio? I hope I'm not on the radio right now.
No, you're not, mate. Not on the radio, buddy. Promise you.
But, yes.
I would never lie to you either, Muhammad.
He's lying.
Okay.
He's lying.
If anyone wants to call now throughout this Shawn Mendes song.
Don't.
It's Virgin Radio. Kisses on your body were like heaven, we were taking it slow. Yeah. Entangled in the sheets until the evening, there was nowhere to go. No, it was the summer of love. You were my summer of love. A delicate daydream. And for a couple of months. No, it's still gone. Hey, Mark, how you going, man? You all right?
Oh, my. I'm doing good, man. Yeah, I'm doing good. You busy?
Nah, not really, mate. Just hanging out, really.
Chris!
Not much happening.
Anything going on?
Nah, what are you doing on the way to work?
Yeah, on the way to work, stuck in a bit of traffic. But,
a little traffic, huh?
I'm listening to some good music right now, huh?
Yeah, I wish there was some good music
Mark,
to listen to.
Mark, you are just... I can't believe you,
boys.
Oh,
no, the people are with me on this one.
Hey, I'm just saying, I really love that mix from Danny Neville.
Same with me, right? Wasn't that an amazing mix? Wasn't it just great? It was so good. It was Sayed, man. How are you, brother? You're okay?
All the boys are calling, huh?
Yeah, Sayed's
man, written. I'm great.
What do you think? There's really nothing going on the radio right now that we need to be listening to, right? Except us, Sayed, right?
I just, you know, called to talk to you guys. I really, really love you guys.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I love you. Pretty loves you. Rossi will probably just like you.
I love you.
He loves me too. The last time I called, he loved me too. I know that.
Yeah, you know. I love everyone.
I can't believe you spoke.
How you doing, Julian?
Hey, Chris. How you doing?
I'm doing fabulous. Is the weekend going to be good? Is the weekend going to be good this week? Yeah,
it's going to be amazing. I have a question for you, Chris.
Yeah, tell me.
What you got against Shawn Mendes? You know, like, the entire female population of UAE loves this man.
Thank you.
He's an amazing partner for Camila Cabello. They're doing amazing in a relationship. He's like the epitome of any boyfriend, the model that any boyfriend, any woman wants to be.
Yeah.
So what you got against Chris, what you got against him? I just want to know this.
Julian, that is exactly what he has against it. He can't stand that they're happy and the happiness that Shawn Mendes brings, especially to his fiancée's life.
Yeah, his fiance likes him a lot, basically.
So Brianna loves him a lot, I can imagine.
Yes,
right?
A lot.
Now we know why. Mm-hmm. Now we know why. So the rest of you are pretty.
Yeah.
Rob, you gotta play.
Rob.
Hello, I'm Rob. How are you? I'm Rob here.
I'll let the song play now. It was the summer. I've got nothing against Shawn Mendes.
You have everything against him.
I don't. I mean, he's 6'3", chiseled jawline, six pack out, very talented. With Camila Cabello, I understand that. But, you know, it's... Look at me. You want to take my shirt off here?
Yeah.
This is not...
I've got... I'm 5'9", 10", a few love handles, a little bit of love handles, a little bit of lahm, an extra little bit of fat around the stomach.
Come on then, let's do it.
Good chest.
I'll do a video.
Good chest.
There'll be a lot of ladies who want to, you know, look at
this.
You
know, I am the summer of love.
Chris, why does everything have to do with you? It has nothing to do with you. This is just about Shawn Mendes.
Fatima, hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Chris.
Good.
I'm sorry I have to tell you, but I was just calling to say that I think we all know you don't like Shawn Mendes because of Brianna.
Exactly.
And I know that, like, you're just hating on him because of Brianna.
Yeah.
Like,
well, honestly, that's true. Yeah, my fiancé's infatuated with Shawn Mendes. And I've told her he's probably not even into you.
See, he's just a jealous man. He can't stand happiness.
Yeah, like, I don't think Shawn Mendes is hot at all. Mm. Like, I don't find him attractive, but his music is good.
You don't hate on him for it, right?
No, yeah, like, I don't hate on him.
I'm not hating.
People like the song. You killed it.
I'm not hating on this song.
You hate on him 24/7. Every time I do a Shawn Mendes story, we got to talk about Shawn Mendes again.
But I want everyone to understand this. Everyone listening around the country right now. If we ever get Shawn Mendes on this show, I am going to be so nice and no one mention this.
Everyone should call and mention it.
I will be so nice to the guy. I'll be talking about how amazing he is.
Only
I will
mention
this.
Only
okay?
I should be able to interview Shawn Mendes, not you.
No. Nope.
Two-faced.
Just I want to let everyone know that if that ever happens, it will be like, Shawn Mendes in the studio, ladies and gentlemen. Shawn, you're so talented. And Brianna will not be anywhere near the studio.
I will make sure she is right next to me.
Yeah, live on the Chris Fade Show. Excuse my friend there.
He's not the same guy.
He's only on 3 hours sleep here.
It's not the same guy.
No, coming up, actually, I want to talk to you about what happened yesterday afternoon at my house with Big Rossi.
I am dying to know, because if you've not checked Chris's stories, the attire alone, I have so many questions about what you wore in public.
Yep. Well, coming up right now, the British Butcher Shop, they've been with us all week, delivering you great tasting meat, pies, and more. Go to the BritishButcherShop.com, right?
Great for your barbecues.
Exactly. Food for everyone, or go visit them at the Meadows Village Mall.
Don't tell me what to do.
I'm going to tell you what to do. You better listen to me.
You okay. Go there.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Sorry. Home to top quality meats and so much more, like homemade pie, sausages, burgers, steaks, and so much more.
The Village Mall. I know that one.
Do you? Great. Yes. That's, I'm so happy you know it.
What's inside there?
You know it, so you should know.
Yeah, I've been there.
Well.
What a great conversation.
I like it.
Guys. Please focus.
So Laurel is
we do a world-class radio show.
World-class.
Okay? And you
three
guys
days
are not,
a week.
You guys aren't focusing on it. I don't want to be the one that has to always bring you guys in, direct the show, and get it going in the right direction.
It's so much fun working with Chris Fade.
Well, that's why you're paid the big bucks, because you're the anchor of the show. You're the leader.
He's annoying. So Laurel is going to walk into the British Butcher Shop. She's going to be wanting to make a dish. Problem is she can't remember the ingredients to the dish. That's where you come in and help. Help her out. 04871-5544. Name the ingredients in the dish that Laurel would like. Laurel, please come on into the British Butcher Shop.
Hi. Hello, man. You guys are running a little bit late, I see, today.
Hello, Lil. Yeah, sorry. We've been absolutely packed since we did an advertising campaign on Virgin Radio 104.4.
It's very nice to see. So I was thinking just the other day about you, actually, when I was going to sleep at night. I was a little lonely, and I was lying there alone, and I started thinking about you.
Oh, lovely. What did you think about?
Oh, the sausages.
Oh.
The steaks.
Yeah.
The chicken.
Oh, my lovely meat.
Because you guys have just got such a great cut of meat.
We've got the best. We've got the best. That's what we do. You
and
know
for
what
many
mean?
Years, I couldn't get a good piece of meat. And finally, I found you guys.
Well, we love having you in here every single day.
So, Lil. I was wondering if I could, today for tonight, I've got a few kids coming around. And I've also got a few other older gentlemen coming. And I've decided to...
You are such a weirdo. Just say the name of the dish.
You're having a party, are you, Lil?
Having a little bit of a gathering.
Oh, lovely. So
I was wondering if I would like to make an Irish stew.
Oh.
But I do forget what's in an Irish stew. I wish there was someone here to help me.
04871-5544. What is in an Irish stew? Please call quickly.
I'm sorry that your memory's not as good as it used to be, Lil.
I know. I forget many things, actually. I forget how to... Where am I?
You're in the British Butcher Shop, Lil.
What am I doing?
In the Village Mall in the Meadows.
What am I doing here?
You've come to get me meat.
Oh, hey, I'm having a bit of a gathering tonight. I've got some kids coming over. I've got some of my older gentleman friends as well.
You just said that a minute ago.
Did I really?
Yeah.
You know, the other night I was going to bed and I was thinking about you. Yeah. Do you know why I was thinking about you?
Oh, my, someone get on the phone. 04871-5544. What goes into an Irish stew?
What am I cooking tonight?
Irish stew.
Irish stew.
Stew.
Mm. Oh, hello, Helen. How are you, darling?
Good, thanks.
Oh, I can't hear you very well, love.
Put your hearing aid in a minute, Lil, please.
I just got to fix my hearing aid.
No.
Oh, okay. Lil. It's too loud,
hello,
Lil.
Hello, can you hear me, guys?
Turn it down, Lil.
There we go. Not really, Helen.
Oh.
Not real. Now I can. Now I can, love. So, could you? What are you doing?
I'm just... nearly at work.
Are you married?
I'm not.
Oh, how old are you?
32.
Oh, hold on here. What's happening?
Oh, my God.
Are you looking for someone? I've got a lot of young friends.
Do you? Where?
I'm actually in a committed relationship.
Oh, you are in a committed relationship. When's he going to pop the question?
I don't know. It's been 7 years, so hopefully soon.
Oh, 7 years?
Yeah.
Let me talk to him. Is he there?
No, he's not.
Could I call him?
If you'd like to.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, well, what I'll do now is, if you could tell me what the ingredients are in a Irish stew, just tell me that and we'll get you there with the British Butcher Shop. Tell me the ingredients, love.
Okay, so I think there will be some meat, some beef.
Yep.
And potatoes, onions, carrots, and maybe swede.
You know what, love? That's absolutely perfect.
Yes.
And I'll give you that one.
That's, well done.
That's, you've got...
Thank you so much.
How much has she won there, guys?
1,000 dirham voucher that you can go and spend at the British Butcher Shop. You can use it online or in store.
Wow. A lot of meat there.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
So could I call your guy now? Could I ask him why he hasn't popped the question in 7 years?
Yeah, go for it.
Oh, that's right. Well, I'm gonna
stay on hold.
I'm going to put you on hold here. We're going to get your man's number. We're going to give him a call, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, hold on, Helen. Oh, this is good, isn't it?
So does that mean Laurel has to stay on the show for another 20 minutes?
No, it's just not going anywhere. We're doing this all now. Hold on.
Virgin Radio, traffic and weather together. Traffic. Powered by McDonald's.
15-minute delay on Umsakeem Road from Bursa South until MOE. 10 minutes on Hesse Street. We got 40 to 45-minute delay on 311 and E11 from Sharjah to Dubai. Also got a 10-minute delay on E66 from Academic City, Dubai bound.
Thank you there, love. Thank you.
Brought to you by McDonald's. A free chicken burger with every online order. Only through McDelivery. Limited time. Weather. Powered by insurancemarket.ae.
36 degrees right now. Highs of 40 later.
For your car, your health, home, life, or business, get everything sorted with super quickness. Best deal guarantee. Insurancemarket.ae. Call 800-ALFRED.
Seems the guys in the other studio are a little bit slower than I am these days.
No, it's happening.
We're going to get the boyfriend on next, hopefully. Hold on. Who's Chris Faye?
Where the stars live. Yeah.
104.4. This is Lyle here. And I'm on the radio.
Lil, what are you doing on the phone with these people?
Well, I've got, is it Hannah? Oh, she's changed her name, has she?
Yeah. You didn't hear me properly.
Well, I called you Helen last time. I called you Helen.
That's okay, I don't mind.
Your name's Hannah?
Yeah.
Hello, Hannah. Lovely to talk to you again. And so, who have you, you've got a partner. His name is Martin.
It is, yeah.
And how long have you been together for, love?
7 years.
7 years? Whoa. And he hasn't popped the question yet?
Not yet.
Oh, we'll have to have a little chat to him, won't we? Hello, Martin. How are you? Martin, you there?
Hello.
There we go, Martin. Hello.
Hey. How are you?
I'm all right, mate. Hello. This is Lil. I'm 78 years old.
I thought you were 93.
And I just wanted to say, we've just awarded your lovely woman a great prize from the British Butcher Shop, 1,000 dirhams of meat. Now.
Oh, that would do me good.
Yeah, you'll love it.
You'll like that, yeah. Now, why haven't you asked her to marry you yet?
Well, you're putting me on the spot now, aren't you?
Well, it's been 7 years, buddy.
No pressure.
7 years.
I'm saving for a ring.
Oh, Martin.
How cute are you?
Love that.
Now, I don't believe that. I don't believe that.
Why don't you believe that?
I don't. How much? Because if I was to get the ring, if we would be able to sort you out some type of ring now, would you do it, you know, sooner than later?
You're putting me under a lot of pressure.
I'm trying to help you here, but say yes.
Poor Martin.
I know.
Hannah, you there, love? You love him, don't you? You do love him, Hannah, yes? Yes, you do, yes. And you love, Martin, you love her?
I do.
All right, well, I now pronounce you man and wife.
No.
Let them do it in their own time.
You're married now, guys.
So what happened at your house yesterday with Rossi? My number one question is, why was he wearing what he was wearing?
Let me paint the picture here, guys.
Are we doing it now, are we?
Right now I'm doing it. This is what happened yesterday. It's 3:00 in the afternoon. Kids are about to get picked up from school by Virginia Ranani and the driver. I'm at home. Brianna's at home. I get in the pool. I said to Brianna, let's go for a quick little dip. Let's go for a little swim. Just cool off a little bit, unwind a moment. We've been working pretty hard. And her and I haven't, like, you know, because we're working so much, we haven't made a connection for a while, you know? So I like to be able to just get those moments to say, come here, let's just connect for a moment, even if it's 20 minutes.
Where is this conversation?
You don't want to know.
Just listen.
Where is
you're wondering how Ross is in this story?
Yes, I just want to know why
I've got a towel on.
Yes, I just want to know what is going on.
Brianna and I are in the swimming pool, and we're just hanging out.
Okay, literally.
And the nanny goes to pick up our kids, which is fantastic.
So let me be clear, are you alone?
Completely alone. Rarely do we get alone time.
He's been looking forward
in
to
our
this.
House.
He's been looking forward to it.
There is literally no alone time in my house. Never. Between just Brianna and I. There's always someone there.
Yeah.
So
where are the dogs?
Dogs are inside. Brianna and I are just in the pool.
Hanging out.
Literally.
And I'm just baby, I love you. We're just hanging out. We're just chilling.
Where's Rossi?
Out of nowhere. Around the corner of the house, Rossi just walks straight to the back of the pool. Oh, hello! He's got his two daughters hand in hand, Isla and Annie.
Yeah.
And there's Rossi, the three of them just there in the pool. And I went, oh, hi! Brenna's like, what's going on?
It was a bit of scrambling. I don't know what was happening.
I said, come on, girls. Jump in the pool.
I didn't want to go in.
Come and see Uncle Chris. Come on. And he just rocked up. Yeah. And I said to him, and I had my phone inside.
Yeah.
I said, oh, did you WhatsApp me? Did you tell me you're coming? Nah. So what are you doing?
I like surprising people. It's like when you're young and you go back to the times where you used to go and knock on people's doors to see if they're coming out. I like.
Yeah, but you're not young anymore, dude.
So there I am. Now, Brianna's bikini was also one that was probably not great around children.
Yeah.
So I've told Brianna, just back yourself up.
She walked backwards out the pool. I clocked it all. I watched it all.
Yeah, this guy's trying to get a look.
No, I wasn't.
The whole time, I'm looking at him. I got Rossi. Look at me. No, I am.
I wasn't. I was admiring your thing, your new thing.
Yeah, I know what you're admiring. And so Brianna's walked out backwards, out of the pool, put a towel on herself and said, I'll be back in a second. She walks in and goes, puts on a more conservative bikini. One when there's other people around and not just her fiance.
Day went worse from there.
And so, and then I wasn't, you don't want to know what I was swimming in. So I then had to back myself up.
Why?
I'm on my own. We're on our own in our own house. Do you think Rossi's going to walk into my backyard with his kids? The next thing you know, it's the nursery rhymes coming out. Hello, kids, come in. We're playing games. We went from one to another like that. Yeah. Why can you not call me next time you're going to come around to the house?
I like being like old times where like I just rock up and knock, or I thought it'd be funny to just come in and get in the pool and then send Insta stories like, I'm in your pool while you're in the house.
Yeah.
But like you didn't have one second of spare time, because on the way in, I saw Virginia the nanny going out. So you didn't have one second of spare time.
As they were going to go pick up the kids, the gates open, they've just walked straight in. And I was like, and so he hangs out. We swim for 25 minutes.
Oh, you went in the pool?
Yeah, the kids were in the pool. Rossi was in the pool.
No, I told the kids to stay in the little pool area. There's a little baby pool. I said, just make sure you stay in that one.
No. And so we all swam, and then he took my bike and went home. He was only there to pick up the bike that he wanted for his father.
Yeah, thanks.
That's all it was.
And thanks for turning into one of the Wiggles, entertaining my kids for half an hour.
But there we were, just Brianna and I. I timed it out. We had 37 minutes.
Just enough.
Just to be able to...
Far too long.
Just relax.
Far too long.
And just hang out and really just reconnect.
Reconnect.
And Ross
it's
Burrell...
It's important to talk to your partner.
Ross Burrell just walks into my backyard. Please don't do that again.
Well, I think I might have upset Brianna, because she said, as I was leaving laughing, she said, just give us a call next time you come, okay?
There's nothing worse than having someone just rock up to your house.
No, it's not. We've worked together for 10 years. I mean, I've done it before when you were in bed that time and I just walked in
your house.
Oh,
yeah, remember?
Yeah, it's just before, okay?
But like, I thought we were, you know, like friends, like old times.
It's like...
Even I don't...
It's like creamer. It's like Uncle Buck. It's like...
Even I message before I come, Rossi.
Yeah, I know, but like... By the way, nothing in your fridge either. Rubbish. Nothing in the fridge. Like, do some shopping, man. Honestly.
Oh, this is the best story
when
ever.
When you have guests over, you've got to accommodate them.
Chris Fade show. All right, what are we doing? What are we doing right now?
We're going to do topic tennis.
Okay, so how does topic tennis work again?
So Eddie's going to provide us with a topic, okay, and then we're going to have some music.
Okay, I got the music, yeah.
We're going to play the music, and we have to answer, say an answer relating to the topic in the space in the music, and we're going to go round the table here.
Okay, pretty, you got this?
Got it.
You know how it works.
I'm ready to go. All right, Eddie's in as well. Hello, Eddie.
Hello.
My mate, how you doing? How's your day been?
Day's going great.
Okay, cool.
So far, so good.
That's a lie if I ever heard one.
Yeah. very high with inflection with your voice there.
Does that mean you're lying?
It does usually mean if someone finishes like that, it means they're lying.
Lying liar. It's a Thursday. Eddie's busiest day is Thursday.
It is true.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, here we go. Topic tennis. It goes pretty Rossi than myself.
Okay. All right, here's your first topic. Sports that you have to use balls to play. Go.
Okay. Tennis.
Cricket.
Basketball.
Baseball.
Table tennis.
Volleyball.
Soccer.
Netball.
Oh.
Hockey.
Nope, that's a puck.
No, it's not.
It's a hockey puck.
I'm talking field hockey. Field you hockey. Play just because we're not all American and Canadian and play ice hockey. I'm talking about the hockey that all of India play.
Don't shout it, pretty.
Why are you getting so aggressive with me in the last 30 minutes?
Cause
you've been so angry.
I'm sick of it.
I can get out of this game. I'm happy not to play. I got other work to do. Okay. So you and Chris can play.
Rossi and I are playing.
Well, you're just going to do your work, are
you? Yeah, he's so annoying.
Pretty officially lost.
So okay.
Can we get the loser effect? One more time.
Pretty. She doesn't mind. She doesn't mind losing. She does not bother by that.
Then there were two.
Here comes your next topic.
Good luck, Eddie.
Fashion brands, go.
DKNY.
Nike.
Adidas.
Dolce & Gabbana.
Le Coq Sportif.
Lacoste.
Fred Perry.
Versace.
Valentino.
Reebok.
Ben Sherman.
Under Armour.
High tech.
Ah, oh, go away. No.
No.
He always says high tech.
No.
You always say high tech and you refer to some release of UK shoes back in the early 80s.
High tech. Yeah, Silver Shadow. What a cracking pair of trainers. My friend's dad had 17 pairs of them.
Game's over. I win. Pretty lost.
Who won that, Pretty? Because high tech is the sport.
I'm not paying attention because I'm not part. I was kicked out of the game. So
what did you say?
I didn't care.
What did you say? What did you say? What did you say?
What did you say?
What did you say, Pretty?
In the meantime, while you two are arguing, look at these trainers. High tech silver shadows. They're available for 279 dirhams.
Brittany is, she lost that game.
That's okay.
She's aware that she lost it, but she's okay. You're okay with
better
it.
Better luck next time.
100%. It's gone 9:14. Hibba has joined the show. Hi, Hibba.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. You sound fantastic for a Thursday. How you doing?
I'm doing great. So I called in just to appreciate all of you. This is an appreciation call for a change.
Oh, look at that.
For a change. Tell us what happened.
Hib is usually calling up giving us hate, you see. So she's decided to do an appreciation call. No, I'm joking. What's appreciate? Like, what are you appreciating right now?
So I was a winner a couple of weeks back, and I just received the amazing gift.
Yes!
And I wanted to say a big thank you, because none of it would have happened without you, first of all, winning it. And then your amazing gift team. in their support and their guidance and their coordination.
Oh, that's just nice, amazing.
I love you guys.
Oh, we love you too. Thank you so much. I love that. I'll make sure that we pass this on to our prize department.
Yeah, they'd be happy to hear that, because they'd love that.
They do a great job 98% of the time. It's really, really good. So I'm happy about that. What did you win?
I won 1,000,000 points from AdNoc.
Oh my God.
Wow. What a great prize.
Nice. That's so good.
Yes, yes. And there was a lot of discussions around it, how to avail it and how to redeem it and things like that. But everybody's been so kind and so supportive.
That's so cool.
I couldn't, you know, express myself. I'm out of words.
Well, if only all our prize winners were as, you know, grateful as you. That's beautiful. I love that. We love giving stuff away on Virgin Radio.
Totally.
And we love hearing it. We don't get to hear this. Sometimes we give it away and we hear it, but we don't hear how it was to receive it. So
right.
We appreciate you, Hibba, for just calling up and taking the time as well.
Oh, I love you guys.
Thank you. Now, do you want to sell the 1,000,000 points? I'll buy it off you.
No.
How much?
I don't know. How much are they worth? That sounds like a lot.
Yeah, I know.
Can you get? I'm guessing you can get a lot with those points.
I don't know yet, but I can keep you posted.
That's amazing.
Imagine how many Fade Fit snacks you can get with that.
Shh, that'd be great. Yeah, can you go in there? We're in AdNoc. We're in the AdNoc gas stations, right? They do a great job. So when you go there, could you get some of the Fade Fit products?
Of course, I do that as is, but I will try using the points as well.
I love that. Well, I'm so happy. I'm so AdNoc. These guys are fantastic. You have got the 1,000,000 points. You're listening to us. I mean, this is a great Thursday. Well done, and congratulations.
And thank you once again. I can't say enough thank yous.
So cute.
Actually, we do require 24 thank yous. If you go ahead now, take it away.
20. Okay. Thank you, 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 thank you.
Yeah.
Four more, just four more.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you. Virgin Radio 104.4, your Thursday. It's done. We're here. We're on our weekend now, us three.
Yes.
I'm so excited. I mean, got the parents here now.
That's pretty cool, right?
Yeah, so I'm gonna take your advice, Pretty, and be calm. Don't be grumpy. I'm just going to enjoy the weekend.
Exactly.
You're going home. He's going home straight to sleep right now. He was at the airport at 1 a.m. in the morning picking him up.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're going to get some sleep now?
I'm going to have a little siesta, and I'm not going to go to the gym for the second day in the run.
There we go.
It's okay, Rossi. Your body needs rest. Give it rest.
Yeah. Whatever you do this weekend, get outside. Get some vitamin D. Get some grounding. Go. Honestly, get in that ocean water. It makes you feel so much better.
You know what I'm doing tonight with the parents, don't you?
What are you going to do?
Bingo!
I'm taking them to Soho Garden.
Oh, my God.
At the Foxglove, right? I'm going to take them to my bingo night. I'm going to get my mum. She doesn't know this yet. But she's going to twerk in front of everybody.
No, she's not. Don't make her do that.
We'll leave the show there. We'll leave it on a high. From myself, Chris Fade, and the team, wear your seatbelts. Yalla bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m.
Virgin Radio.